Okay, everybody, Shalom Aleichem, Erev Pesach, mamash last second, as always. I wanted to say a quick thing that I read in the Chalban Sefer of Chaim Cohen Zatzal. He was a very great Kabbalist, but he was able to bring down Kabbalistic ideas in a very, very simple way, down to earth, very easy to understand, and just in a mamish, avoda for us. Kind of way. And he's got a lot of svarim. They're called Talei Chaim and really beautiful svarim. And this one is the Sefer on Pesach, where he has ideas about the Haggadah, but he also has several ideas just about Chag HaPesach itself. So it's just a very beautiful Sefer. So I just wanted to give over a few of the things that he says here. I'm going to give over the first piece. I don't know first piece, but it's on page Yud Zayin, and it's talking about what are we doing on Leil HaSeder? What are we doing? So we all know that we have to go from we start from the Shibud, from the slavery, and we go to the Geula. Like Chazal say, Matchilim Begnai, Mesayim. We start out with the Gnai. And then we end up in the Shevach. And this is not what the Chabad is talking about, but this is definitely part of the main thing. I don't know, main, but one of the big differences that we're doing in Leil HaSeder, that we are, the famous Rav Chaim Vort, what the difference is between that and Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim that we do every single night when we say Shema. So, what is the difference? We have a mitzvah every single night to remember Letzias Mitzrayim. And then we have Leil HaSeder. So why is it anything, different than anything else that we do? And then Rav Chaim famously pointed out three major differences, which are all basically the same idea, which is the concept is we're not just remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are trying to live it. We're trying to live through, go mamish experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the Rambam says, like the Gemara says, Chayav Adam Mitzrayim. A person has to see himself as leaving Mitzrayim. Mamish, you have to really enter into the experience. Really enter into the experience. That's why we begin with Gnos. We begin with Gnai. We talk about and we talk about Zora. We talk about all the different things, all the trials and tribulations that we've gone through, at least until that point, and we talk about the Geula from them. And that's mamish what the Seder is about. We're trying to really trying to experience going from the Shibud to the Geula. That's really what we're trying to do. And what the Chalban points out is that, and so to elaborate on this idea more, which is that the essence of the Yetzias Mitzrayim was not a one-time thing, as we're all aware, right? We're all aware of this idea that by all the Moedim. By all the Moedim of Klal Yisrael, it's not that we're just remembering something that happened in the past. We are actually living through it again. There actually is the quote unquote the light in Kabbalah, the idea of Hashem's intervention in the world, a specific kind of intervention that happens by each Moed. So that intervention is recurring every time we have a Moed, every time we have a Moed that we celebrate. For example, Rav Katz always brings down how there's many nisim that we had in Klal Yisrael's history that we do not celebrate. Like, for example, Yehoshua crossing the Yarden, right? That was a nace almost maybe even greater than the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf, right? The Nile River, not the Nile River, the Jordan River, when the Israel were crossing, it stood up and it piled up on itself until it was miles high. There was miles high, a column of water, miles high, that people saw from miles and miles around, and everybody was seeing this tremendous miracle that happened, and then Bnei Israel were able to cross through the dry riverbed. That's an incredible miracle as well, but we don't celebrate that. There's no moed when we recognize that or celebrate that in any way. And so the question is, why some miracles do we celebrate, and some miracles are just we know about them from history, but they aren't actually celebrated. And so Rav Katz explained, and this is in the Sfarim, this is Ramchal, very much talks about this a lot, and in Derech Hashem, But it's in a lot of the Svarim, and that is to say that we only have Moedim in Klal Yisrael is not just to remember a miracle, but it is to sell. It is a re. There is the same light, quote unquote, the same divine inspiration, divine intervention that existed at the time of that miracle. That same light is recurring during the time that we are celebrating, and because of that, some miracles do not recur. Sometimes the light does not come back. It's not a point in time where there is that special divine light. It just was a miracle that Hashem made at that one time in history, and therefore there is no reason to celebrate it. We don't remember the miracles that happened to us as celebrations. Stop. We only are celebrating the miracles that happened, which we are re-experiencing. We are re-experiencing them and going through them again. That is what we celebrate on the Moedim. And that's also okay. That's an explanation for many different things. Not for now, but the bottom line is that we are so. Therefore, when it comes to Mitzrayim, we are re-experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are re-experiencing it. The divine light that existed at Yetzias Mitzrayim is coming back to us at Leil HaSeder. Coming Leil HaSeder, we are having the same, maybe to a lesser degree, but the same light that existed, the same divine influence, inspiration, intervention that existed at the time of Leil HaSeder comes back and is here, and we can tap into it on Leil HaSeder. Obviously, that is a very momentous occasion, but we have to understand what exactly we are meant to do, therefore. What exactly are we trying to do? So, again, we said before that we're trying to go from Shibud to Geula, okay? And the Seder is built in such a way that we are trying to reenact, relive through the subjugation of the Mitzrayim. So that's why we have the Maror, and that's why we have Haroses. The Maror is for the bitterness. Haroses for it's a Zecher Letit, one of the reasons, Zecher for the bricks that we were making. And that is one aspect. And that is like the Shibud part of it. And then we go through that and we end up with the Matzah, with the Geula. The Matzah represents Geula. We lean to represent the Geula, and we are trying to experiencing that. We're trying to go through that, and of course, when we do go through that, that's one of the reasons why we say Hallel at night. When do we ever say Hallel at night? You never say Hallel at night as like a formal occasion. You would say Hallel though. You would say Hallel if a nace happened to you, if a miracle actually were to occur to you. You would say Hallel. It doesn't make a difference if it's day or night. You sing Shira. You sing to Hashem, thanking Him for the miracle that just occurred. That's why we say Hallel at night on Leil Seder, one of the reasons, because we just experienced it. We just actually left Mitzrayim. Again, we don't actually, most of us have a hard time feeling that, but that's one of the things that we're trying to accomplish. That is what we need to accomplish. And what the Chabad says here is that the idea of experiencing the freedom of Yetzias Mitzrayim requires that we enter into the Shibud. We need to go into the Shibud. We need to go into our subjugation. And that could be a little tricky because a lot of us, most of us, I'd say, Baruch Hashem, are living very comfortably. We're living comfortably. We have nice homes. We have nice clothing. We never want for food, Baruch Hashem. We have our friends. We have Jewish institutions. That's in terms of Gashmias, like I just explained, but we also have, in terms of our Ruchnias, we don't really feel a Shibud. We have our shuls and we have our yeshivas and we have our learning. We have all the things. We have our davening. We have our friends. We have our rabbanim. We have everything that we feel that we need in terms of ruchnius as well. And so, a lot of times it could be hard. We don't really feel the shibud, okay? But we know that we're in shibud. We know that we're davening for Mashiach. And we want the Beis HaMikdash, and we want redemption. But sometimes, a lot of times, maybe we kind of like ignore it. We kind of like don't feel it so much. And so, Reb Chaim Cohen in the Chalban, what he says is, what he's writing here is he's saying that is why it's so important to really delve into the Shibud of Mitzrayim, not just into the Geula, to really appreciate, really get into the Shibud, because you can't, because the real ikar of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to break that klipa, to break the shell, the separation between us and the divine light of freedom. There is a divine light of freedom. There is a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us freedom. He gives us Chayrus Olam, like we say in Aleinu every day. He gives us freedom forever. And we need we want to tap into that. This is Leila Seder. This is what it's all about. We want to tap into that. But true freedom doesn't mean freedom, meaning like I can, you know, wear what I want and I can get whatever job I want and all that. That's part of it, right? We're not a slave. That's part of it. It's not even that I have the ability to learn Torah and that I have, and it's not even that I have no sicknesses. Baruch Hashem, most of us are healthy and I don't have a sickness. It's not even that. Real freedom means freedom from everything, all of the klipa, meaning freedom even from the Malach HaMavos, freedom even from death. That's what real freedom is. Real freedom is complete getting out of any kind of klipa, any kind of darkness that exists in the world. And you can't tap into that unless you first of all enter into the shivud totally. You need to enter into the slavery. And that's what our goal is in Leila Seder in the beginning part. The beginning part of Leila Seder, we're eating the maror. We're eating the maror. I know it's hard sometimes maybe to feel that, you know, bitterness, whatever, you know, some people like the maror or whatever, but, you know, you're trying to enter into, just think about that kavana when you're eating the maror. You're eating the maror, you're trying to tap into vayimaru es chayayehem, that the Egyptians made our life bitter. Try to contemplate it, think about it a little bit. What exactly, what did it mean to be a Shiva, to be in slavery, to be a slave? What does that mean? What does that mean? How would that feel? What would that feel like? Okay. And once we enter into that Shiva, once we get into that place, then we have the ability to break it. Then we have the ability to tap into the divine light that exists on Leila Seder and break open, break that Klipa, break that Shiva, break it completely. All the way, where there's not even a Malach HaMavos, there's not even any gullus or anything. And that's our goal in Leila Seder, to really get into the true freedom that we can have on this night. And the only way to get there is to first experience the Shiva. This is why we start out talking about the Gnus, talking about the Shiva of Mitzrayim, and we have all the props that go with that, the Maror, the haroses, like we spoke about, and we, Bezrat Hashem, will all be zoche, Be'ezer Hashem, to really experience the freedom of Mitzrayim. In order to experience that, we'll go through the Shibud, we'll experience the Shibud, and we'll really truly feel true Geula from all of the hardships, from all of the klipas, and be zoche to building the Beis HaMikdash and Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehir B'Aminu. Amen. Shkoyach, everybody. Have a great Yontif. I miss all of you so, so much. And I hope you have a mamish, a gavaldig Yontif.